slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Časova i 6 minuta slušate Radio Beograd 1, sledi poslednji ovo nedeljni pop karusel, dizajner zvuka, bit će Saša Hajdin, producent emisije Branislav Jerković. Danas počinje 6. izdanje Beogradskog irskog festivala koji će da traje do 18. marta pod sloganom Springtime in Belgrade, proleće u Beogradu. Biće na više lokacija u našem gradu i proslavit ćemo zajedno i Dan Svetog Patrika. Glavni grad naš, Beograd, će, zahvaljujući Beogradskom irskom festivalu, se pridružiti svetskim metropolama koje obeležavaju irski nacionalni praznik 17. marta, pa će na nekoliko gradskih lokacija, uključujući Most na Adi, biti osvetljeno irsko zelenim svetlom. To je tema i današnje emisije. Imamo ekskluzivnog gosta Mandy, velika svetska muzička zvezda, irski kantautor, bit će gost današnje emisije. koja je posvećena dosta irskoj muzici, a bit će i domaćim autorom. Od domaćih autora naš gost je Milan Petrović, pijanista. Uskoro slušamo Pogse. Poklon za vas, poštovani slušalci, a i za naše gosta. Mandi je došao u studiju 1 Radio Beograda i ako se radimo otvorio je gitaru, upravo je sletao. Welcome, Mandi. Želim vam u dobrodošlicu. Thank you for the guitar and thank you for coming. Hvala što si došao. Zato stavimo na... Where would you like to sit? Is it okay to sit here?
Yeah.
How are you?
Very good. Yeah, I just landed.
This is your first time here?
First time ever here in Belgrade and Serbia. So I'm only here about half... 30 minutes maybe.
Čitavih 20 minuta je u Beogradu, ja već u studiju.
Jedan,
this is the first time you're
first
here.
First time here. Premier, this is the premier.
Da,
ali nije kraj put.
Nije kraj put, ja sam Kaminski, direktor Beogradskog irskog festivala, zahvaljujući kome imamo veliku zvezdu ovde. Mnogo ti hvala. Thank you so much.
Hvala, za poziv.
Želimo vam srećan početak festivala.
Da. Hvala ti, Kuro. Sutra je naša otvorena noć za Mundi.
Da. Kako kažete na irsko, kada je irska u pitanju? Mandi ili Mundi?
Ja mislim Tuesday.
Mundi, ja Tuesday.
Mundi.
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 I get that everywhere in Ireland. All right, Friday.
Can I call you Edmund?
You can call me anything you want.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Except for Tuesday.
Okay, zabranju da ga zovemo utorak, ponedeljak i nekako. Edmund, moje pravo ime. Edmund Enright. Would you like to play right now?
I don't mind, yeah. Would I?
Thank you so much. Odmah svira, to je to svira.
I'm going to sing a song, it was on my first album, and it became a song on the soundtrack for the movie Romeo and Juliet by Baz Luhrmann, so...
To You a Best, jedna vrlo poznata tema iz filma Romeo i Julija Baza Luhrmana.
You may not see me when you come back. I could be sharing someone else's pillow. My love for you is better than diamonds. To you, everything I bestow. And tomorrow I'll be dancing on my own. And I'll need a kiss from my head to take you. I'll be a hungry dog without a bone, and I hope my place with you's not taken. Yeah. So kiss me and tell me it's not broken. Kiss me till I'm dead. Will I give you the stars from the bruised evening sky, and the crown of jewels for your head now? Time, two more wishes and both are for thine. And three guesses, you're the angel's child. Four hopes that this love's not foiled. Yeah. So kiss me and tell me it's not broken. Well, kiss me and kiss me till I'm dead. Will I give you the stars? From the bruised evening sky, and a crown of jewels for your head now. For your head now. For your head now. For your head now. And if you come back, I'll take you to the garden. We'll dance to an orchestra on the lawn. And dance with the ghosts upon the dawn, and on the dawn, and on the dawn. Then you'll kiss me and tell me it's not broken. Kiss me till I'm dead. Well, I give you the stars from the bruised evening sky, and the crown of jewels for your head now. For your head now.
Monday, poštovani slušalci, ovo je bio svetski hit.
The first song of the day.
Thank you so much, I'm honored. Stvarno smo počastovani da čujemo pesmu To You, I Best of sa njegovog debi albuma Jelly Legs. Inače, ova pesma se našla, kao što smo rekli, na filmu, na soundtracku filma Romeo i Julija Baza Luhrmana i postigla je svetski uspeh. I was talking about your first album, Jelly Legs, in 1996.
Yep.
Please tell us more about yourself, so when you started.
I'm from a little small town in the center of Ireland called Birr.
Birr je malo mesto u centru Irske, dakle.
And the population is 4,000 people.
4,000 ljudi čak živi.
And I'm the son of a publican, a man who serves alcohol.
sin je krčmara.
Kafana.
Kafana, bravo, jasno.
So I began to play music in the pub.
Počeo sam da svira muziku
u pubovima. In my heart I felt I really wanted to play music, so I moved to the capital, to Dublin.
U srcu sam znao da želim time da se bavim i odselio sam se u Dublin, u glavni grad.
And then I began to play music on the streets, singing my favorite songs.
Počeo sam da sviram na ulici. It is the common way in Ireland to play music, wonderful way. Čest način da se...
Like Bob Dylan and Neil Young. And then I was going out with a girl from America and she broke my heart.
Da, srce moje uzela jedna američka cura. Pa Ivan Morrison je, znaš, to je tradicionalna irska priča.
And then I wrote some of my best songs on my first album.
I tako su nastale neke najlepših pesama.
And that was one of them.
Ovo je bila jedna od njih. So they gave you money. Heart is broken, but money is key.
Well, then the story began that two guys from a record label from London came to see me play.
Epic Record.
Yeah.
Dva momka iz Epic Rekorda, poznate diskografske kuće, su došli da ga čuju.
Yeah, in a small club, and then I signed the record deal, and they gave me some money for my broken heart.
Eto, tako da, to povrijeđeno srce našlo nekako put da stane na svoje noge, i sada vidimo Mandija jako nasmejan. Thank you for the story.
So that's 21 years ago, and I'm still playing.
21 years ago, da, 96.
I'm only 30.
Yes.
No, joking.
Dobro, pristajemo svi do 30. Godine. Međutim, to nije bila diskografska kuća koja je ostala kod Mandija. It wasn't the label you stay with.
No,
you went with another album.
I made two records for them, but only one was released.
Da, 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 dve ploče sam snimio za Epic, ali jednu sam samo objavio, sljedeće je za Camcore Records.
And then I created my own record label.
Camcore Records is your label.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Dakle, njegova diskografska kuća, 24 Star Hotel.
Yeah.
Is released second, on your label.
On my label,
dakle,
yeah.
Dakle, drugi album se pojavio na njegovom.
So maybe about five or six albums on my own album, on my own label. So I can't remember, six or seven albums on Camcore.
Šest ili sedam albuma, ne može tačno da proceni, je izašlo pod njegovom diskografskom kućom. It was very clever way to go. And to go to Belgrade. At the end you're in Belgrade.
Yeah. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Da, da, da. Nije ništa moglo da ga spreči da dođe do Beograda. Možda je to prava cjelina za svakog velikog muzičara. We know that you play Lucinda Williams guested on that album.
I supported her in Dublin. I was her opening act, and then I made an album where I sang one of her songs, but we didn't sing together.
Ah, okay. Dakle, kada je promovisao svoj drugi album, Lucinda Williams je bila u Irskoj, imala je svoju turneju, on je bio predgrupa, da tako kažemo, i tako su zajedno nastupili. Na sljedećem albumu već je snimio jednu njenu pesmu. We are going very fast through your career.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We are now in 2000 year, we are in 21st century now, when we are talking about, you also contribute to the album Seed. Afro-Keltski sound system imao album Seed, gde je između ostalog Mandi nastupio. It is not a long story about cooperation with somebody. You have even better than a real thing compilation. You are also there. Yeah. I know a lot about you.
Well, it seems that you know everything, yeah.
And that awful song, but when you sing it, it sounds better.
Oh, the Shakira one?
Yeah.
It should be called Whenever, Whatever.
Whenever, whatever you radio as a compilation.
Or just whatever, maybe. Now, there's a radio station in Dublin, and every time you release a new album, they say, come on a show and sing something that you've never sung before.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's like a public execution. and that was my public execution, but it's one of the biggest songs on Spotify, so I don't know, mine on Spotify.
I can understand it. Jako duhovito. Kada dođe na državni radio u Irskoj, oni mu traže da otvira nešto što nikad nije svira, i onda on je uvijek birao pesmu koja mu je najgora, otprilike tako je došao te Shakira i Whenever, Wherever, koja je na kraju završila i na albumu. Thank you so much for that. What would you like to play for us? And then
I think I'll do this is the one in around 2006 I did this song by accident, And it's the most Irish song that I do, but it's written by an American. And it's one of the only songs that I do that's not my own song. It's called Galway Girl.
Amazing, thank you.
And it's written by a very big influence, Steve Earle.
Steve Earle, and a piece of Galway Girl. He's only Radio Belgrade 1.
It's very strange that one of the most popular Irish songs ever is written by someone who's not Irish.
Da, čudno je da su irske pesme napisali najlepši irski neki ljudi koji nisu Irci. To je ljubav prema toj naciji, pretpostavljam. That's love is all about.
The song is all about a guy falling in love with a girl from Galway, which is the second biggest city, I'd say, in Ireland. And her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And he falls madly in love with him. And this is the song.
Well, I took a stroll down the old long walk, and the day I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I ask you friends, oh, what's a fella to do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then that I'd be taking a whirl down the Salt Hill Prom with a Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down. That day, she took me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask you friends, oh, what's a fella to do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave her a twirl. And then I lost my heart to a Galway girl. Woo! All alone on the CIA with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you friends, oh, what would you do? Well, if her hair was black and her eyes were blue. You see, I traveled around, I've been all over the world. And boys, well, I never seen nothing like a Galway girl. I never seen nothing like a Galway girl. Never seen nothing like a Galway girl. Never seen nothing like a Galway girl. Hey!
There you go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hvala puno. Da, divna pesma Galway Girl. Inače, Mandy sa, u saradnji sa Sharon Shannon, ovu pesmu Steve Earle doveo na prvo mesto irske liste singlova u aprilu 2008. godine. I'm talking about Irish chart that you made it with Sharon Shannon on the first place with the Galway Girl.
Yeah, for 2 years it was the biggest download on iTunes. And it was an accidental song. It was a complete accident, but also, you know, just I sang it on the radio with her off a piece of paper.
Da,
and the next day everybody wanted to hear it. So.
Slučajno se sve desilo, na radio također ovako izveo pesmu i sutra se sve sklopilo. Dolazimo do njegovog trećeg albuma Raining Down Arrows. Third album Raining Down Arrows is a masterpiece. To je remek delo koje je došlo na prvo mesto svih top lista. It was platinum album in Ireland.
Yeah, it went platinum, yeah, a couple of times and it was number one. It's my first number one album.
Prvi album, da, prvi jedan.
Another broken heart on that one.
Really? Da, još jedan, Sladek je, kaže, srce slomljeno je bilo, naravno, tako se pišu i pesme. I tada je krenuo na veliku turneju sa drugim izvođačima, kao što su Jimmy Webb, Richard Hawley, sa White Stripesom i sa Oasisom, made our audience that you then started to play UK tours with Oasis, or
yeah, I opened up for all of these different bands in Ireland and the UK, and Neil Young was a big one for me, and even Bob Dylan, I opened up for him in Ireland twice.
Dva puta Dylan otvorio, Neil Young to.
That was kind of it. After that, I wanted to give up, but no, I didn't.
Dobro, evo slu. Da, Mandy je donao i divni irski čips sa sirćetom, tako da donao je gitaru, sve se događa ovde, ja divni ste. Da bi se malo odmorio, pustit ćemo Pardon Me. So we want you to just get a rest for a minute. Yeah. Two, we will listen Pardon Me.
Okay, cool.
I want to take a picture with you.
All right,
no worries. Slikam. Thank you so much, and then please play for us more,
okay.
One more.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Čolića i 11 novih pesama. Ničeg nije bilo. Svetski zvuk, najveće muzičke zvezde sa ovih prostora. 15. studijski album Ono malo sreće. Branko Čolić, PGP, RTS.
Međunarodno takmičenje muzičke omladine. Virtuozi na gitari iz celog sveta. Od 21. do 30. marta na Kolarcu. Dobrodošli. Na, 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 ti ta
duša, na, na, na. Jovan Maljoković Band. Novi studijski album Duša Tanana. Svi gleda, zanela me ta ljubav, zanela. Gosti na albumu: Nenad Milosavljević, Dušan Svilar, Nikola Rokvić. U izdanju PGP RTS-a. U prodaji.
Konačno, prvi album Ekstra Orkestra. Kažeš, to je ljubav. U izdanju PGP RTS-a. U prodaji.
Eko. 18:33, slušate Pop Karusel, Radio Beograda 1, uživo session, live session, irski izvođač, pevač, kantautor, kompozitor Mandy, sutra uveče u Elektropioniru, izvolite da se sretnemo tamo u 21 čas, ovde nam svira živo. Thank you so much. We came to your fourth album, I think.
Yeah.
This is a story before fourth album, pre četvrtog albuma koji se zove Raining Down Arrows.
That's it. Yeah.
Postao jedan divan DVD negde u tom trenutku gde Mandy je sve vreme zajedno i nastupa sa Sharon Shannon, koju smo pominjali, ali i sa Seanom McGowanom. We are talking about your DVD before the fourth album.
Yeah.
There was a lot of nice things like Fairy Tale of New York with Shane McGowan.
Yeah.
With Sharon Shannon and I don't know,
special guests.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a very, very big special for me to play with Shane McGowan, because the Pogues were my first concert was when I was 14, was the Pogues, and also one of my favorite first albums was one of their albums, so
yeah,
very special.
Heroj, njegovi prvi album.
Yeah.
Prvi izvođači koji je on slušao uživo, uspio sa njima i na sceni da bude. I onda ide taj album Raining Down Arrows. Mm. Dobro sam rekla, koji je sniman u Austinu u Teksasu. You made that album in Austin in Texas.
Yeah.
It was American album.
Because after my second album I started listening to a lot of Lucinda Williams and Townes Van Zandt, and I was listening to like Americana, like Wilco and stuff like that.
Wilco, da.
Sparkle Horse, and I just
Sparkle
thought
Horse,
maybe it's time to go somewhere different and
see what happens. Da se pomerim i da vidim šta će da se desi. I tako smo dobili taj divan album. I Strawberry Blood je jedan pravi irski album, četvrti studijski, tako smo zaokružili jednu priču, fourth album, koji je dobio mnogo toga, mnogo velike zasluge irski. Please tell us more about Strawberry Blood.
Yeah, that's my
Joe Chester is a producer.
He's a very well-known Irish producer, and Strawberry Blood was my fourth album. It's the first album I ever recorded in Ireland.
Prvi prvi album koji sam snimio isko je Strawberry Blood sa Joe Chesterom kao producentom.
And also before that there was a live album, so Strawberry Blood was like a new beginning for me, because I became a father the same, I think, I became a father 2 weeks before the album came out.
No more broken hearts.
And it was, yeah, so well.
Maybe
just stress. Just stress, that's all. I don't know which is worse.
Znači, po tome što je u tom trenutku postao i otac. I priča o njegove porodici nije samo zasnovana na ocu koji je krčmar. Your family story is not about just the father who is who's working in the pub or something.
Yeah.
You are nephew of former senator Tom Enright.
Yeah.
Please tell us more about that. And Alvin Enright.
Yeah.
You've got great family.
So
political year,
so
Ireland.
I grew up in a pub and my bedroom was over the bar.
Odrastao sam u pubu, iznad bara je bilo
moje sobe. At night time when I was trying to sleep I would hear all of the adults talking politics through the floorboards.
starije kako pričaju o politici i prvoroditi.
It gave me a great reason to not want to be in pub or politics.
Što mi je dalo dobar razlog da ne stiram ni u pubovima, a da ne budem ni u politici, jer njegovi roditelji su vrlo aktivni političari.
So I thought the music game was going to be have no politics.
U muzici koju piše neće biti politike. Ali sam pogrešio. To je prosto moralo.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Politics is everywhere.
And love is everywhere.
Yeah, and love is everywhere, yeah.
Hvala puno što ste bili. Thank you so much for being the guest of Radio Belgrade One.
Thanks for having me.
See you tomorrow on the concert.
For sure. 9 o'clock at the Electro Pioneer.
Bravo. 9 sati u Electro Pioneer. Evo čitav ih sad već 45 minuta u Beogradu Mandi. I zamolit ćemo ga još jednu pesmu da nam osvira. Hvala ti puno. Thank you so much. Play one more time for
Thank
us.
Thank you. And also audience. I'll have tomorrow my violin player, a lady called Sarah Lynch.
Sara Lynch.
She will play the violin. So, this one's called Beaconette. It's a love song from my very last album, which was called Monday.
Thank you so much.
Born beneath the haloed stars, you're my beaconette. You won my heart with just one turn, a perfect pirouette. I find myself inside your arms, trembling like a leaf. The streets outside can't catch my breath, but you can be connected. Venetian blinds and shadows come and go like midweek spirits. Our rented room has company. I sense it but can't hear it. If I am to die here in your arms, I'll eclipse the sunset. But I'm not going anywhere without you, beaconette. Without you, beaconette. Whoa, these selfish ways of mine, I'm hanging on, and there's no sense in crying. A rosemary branch with some coins by the church of corroded bells makes me think of my selfish ways and how I've gone to hell. If I am to die here in your arms, it would be with regret, 'cause you revive me a million times, my life, my beaconette, my light, my baby, my light, my light, my beaconette. Thank you.
Hvala tebi. Thank you so much.
Need some water.
It was on there.
Thank you.
Bila je čast. Jedan najpoznatijih irskih kantautora Mandy sutra uveče u klubu Elektropionir u Cetinskoj 15 u 21 koncert. Izvolite da se sretnemo tamo. Zahvaljujemo Jasu Kaminskom, direktoru Beogradskog irskog festivala. Thank you so much.
Hvala, Katarina.
Hvala što ste došli direktno sa leta ovde. Puno će divnih događaja biti tokom ovih dana. Da pomenemo 10. irsku diviziju na Solunskom frontu, imat ćemo predavanje sa Univerziteta u Dublinu i Beogradskog univerziteta u Domu vojske, na primjer, 14. marta, ali ćemo cijelu nedelju obaveštavati.
Da, i Sveti Patrick Weekend, Zurika i Doruček i rugby, i sve zeleno, graditi zeleno.
I grad će biti zelen prvi put. Mnogo ti hvala. Mandy, we love you.
Thank you, I love you too. Thank you.
Evo na čemu idemo da isprutimo Mandija. Obratite pažnju na sledećeg divnog umetnika, Milan Petrović. Jesen u Londonu, Autumn in London. This is his song.
Oh, cool.
First.
This is the question for the government. What career opportunities in the 21st century do we have? The sun is gone. Well, this is Speaker's Corner. I can say whatever I want, isn't it? How's bloody bells? 2 years ago, and I'm alive.
Petrović kvartet, Autumn in London se zove ova numera, Jesen u Londonu. Milan i Mandi upravo su sklopili jedno pravo prijateljstvo. Večeras će se sresti. Milan sira. Gde siraš večeras, Milan?
Muhabar.
U Muhabaru, dobro. Koliko ti krećeš?
Ode 9.
Imaćeš 15. 9 ili imaćeš slavnog gosta.
It's really my pleasure.
Eh, bravo.
Yeah. Well, I might see you later on.
Yes, come.
Well, you're going to bed early tonight.
What time is it, Anna?
Niko neće na spavanje večeras,
očigledno. You've got to perform tomorrow.
Ako je ja smislio kao direktor da
ću 24 hours sam ti odperformio.
Da, sešte, prijateljstvo je prava stvar. Milan je došao, doneo jednu pesmu. Juče je bio 8. mart.
What time is it?
Da, ako je danas 9. sigurno, juče je bio 8. dan žene, Women's Day. I onda je Milan napisao pesmu. Milan made a song for Women's Day. Ali je došao dan kasnije.
Da.
So he made day after, ali uradit ćemo jednu premijeru, na prvom programu premijeru.
It will be my pleasure.
Ajde čestite nam dan žena i drugi dan, da slavimo dva dana.
Evo čestitam svim vašim slušalicama.
Nemoj da kažeš slušalice,
molim. Nećem. Čestitamo svim slušalcima ženskog pola. Srećen 8. marta i sve najbolje, da vam ne bude 8. marta samo 8. marta, nego i 7. i 10. i 11.
i 9.
i 9. kao što je danas. Znači danas slavimo drugi dan 8. marta.
Kad si stigao u Beograd?
29. januara.
Divno, jel, koliko ćeš ostati?
Do 28. aprila.
Vidjet ćemo se onda češće, nam pričaš šta si radio.
Verovatno da, verovatno da. A ovo što smo objavili, Muzička kuća Metropolis i ja,
dobro,
to je instrumentalna kompozicija koja se zove Voda ili Water.
Dobro.
Sa albuma koji je rađen sa 9 devojaka, koji se zove Lady Stach, koji se bavi ženskom prirodom.
Divan album, da, koga sam predstavljala. Hvala Milane, nije onda radio premijera, ali volimo.
Jeste?
Ili jeste?
Jeste radio premijera.
Na prvom programu jeste, slušamo ekskluzivnu Vodu.
Thank you.
divna muzika i divan poklon, voda, water, Milan Petrović, pijanista. Čujemo neke divne violine, Milane.
Da, da, to je Sonja Kalajić, veliki drugar, veliki laf, drugarica prava i strašan profesionalac, sjajna, mnogo je volim, veliki pozdrav.
Divan si i ti, većina koja je rešio nešto da se aktivira za dan žena je to naplatio debelo koncertima, a ti si nam poklonio pesmu, to je kavaljerski.
Pa lep. Da, ne može se uvek zaraditi, tu smo baš pričali.
Ne treba.
Neke stvari se rade bukvalno zbog sebe, zbog ono, eto, nekog višeg osjećaja i najbitnije od svega ličnog ispunjenja. Pre svega je ovaj album urađen zbog toga, to je jedno, evo, moje lično otvaranje prema svetu koje nije bilo do prošle godine.
Da, pomenuo si taj tvoj divan album, poslednji no. album koji jeste posvećen damama, svakoj ponosob.
Devet devojaka, odnosno žena je učestvovalo u snimanju i to je zaista jedno ovako drugačije iskustvo u odnosu na ono što sam do sada radio. I ove stvarno su lepe reakcije. Znači, ako hoćete neku od svojih devojaka da impresionirate, slobodno idite online pa kupite muziku.
A si ti sad? Dobro.
Ne, stvarno se tako ispostavio.
Zato?
Da, da, stvarno, zove me ljudi kao jao, pa ovo je lepo, ovo je fino, ovo je intimno i tako dalje.
Jeste, tako
je. I stvarno mi je drago.
Drago mi je da si došao malo da budeš u Beogradu, što znači da ćemo se družiti, neverovatno,
ko što
si rekao u prethodnom, odmah ispravljaj to.
Hoćemo, da, sigurno ćemo
da se družimo. Da puštimo lepu muziku. Večeras u Muha Baru, evo našla sam ti i druga.
Tako je.
Svetsku zvezdu Mondija.
Tako je, tako je.
To će da se sluša.
Samo nek dođe, da se družimo.
Svirećeš još ovih dana?
Da, sutra u Staroj Pazovi u Bumerangu, onda ćemo biti u Novom Sadu 17. u Sovi, pa 31. nešto u Beogradu, među vreme odoh za Amsterdam i eto me nazad, jer ćemo verovatno, i evo sad možda mogu da ti obećam da ćemo premijerno kod tebe da pustimo novi kvartet.
Najvećim zadovoljstvom.
Znači, prvu pesmu sa poslednjeg albuma, u stvari albuma koji se planira za ovu godinu kvarteta, ćemo da pustimo kod tebe.
Hvala ti puno, divan si kao i uvek.
Hvala tebi.
Amsterdamska, pardon, centralna stanica, to je meni omiljeno isto mesto.
Kao da si znala.
Da, evo, kao da sam znala tvoju priču, a i ti kao da si znao što je jedna od stvari koju volim.
Da,
tad
da.
Sam stigla ili tad krećem svoju kući na...
Sve što se čuje na početku, kao i obično na tom prvom albumu, je sve sa lice mesta, tako da čućete i čućete i zvuk spikera, čućete i šine, ali to je sve od onda.
Mnogo ti hvala, Milane.
Hvala tebi.
Poštovani slušalci, ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1, sledi vesti u 19 časova. Pozdravljaju vas Saša Hajdin, Branislav Jerković i Katarina Epštajn. Svako dobro.